Okay, let's check on your father's side. Tell us your father's name and where he was born.
My father was James Owen, O-W-E-N, Owen White. He was born in what is now Ware County, and according to the records, it was near Manor, M-A-N-O-R, a little town on the Atlantic coastline on a railroad that goes through that. And he was born March 17th, 1876.
Well,
let's go ahead
to your father's parents. What about, do you know where your father's mother was born and give her a name?
My father's mother was Sarah Jane Wall, and she was born in what was then Coffee County, Georgia. It's now Atkinson County. About 3 or 4 miles from Axon, the little town of Axon. And on the place where a great grandson of hers, William Lee White, and his wife Angela and family live now.
So she was born then at William's place. Is she buried out there?
No. She is buried in the White Cemetery, which is about a mile from Axon on the south side.
Now, what about your father's father?
Grandpa. That's Grandpa Wyatt.
Grandpa Wyatt.
As far as I know and have been able to determine, he most probably was born near Axon. I do not know whether my great-grandfather White and his wife Mary Garrett White had any children when they arrived in the section of South Georgia, which is now Atkinson County, or whether all of them were born in this county, in this area. So I have not been able to determine whether they came with children or just the two of them came together. So I cannot say whether he was born in South Carolina or whether he was born there in that same area around Axon, Georgia, which is Atkinson County now.
And that's your grandfather White, and it's James White, or?
Oh, his name is John J. White.
Okay, John J. White.
I do not know what the J stood for.
And he was married to?
He was married to Sarah Jane Wall.
And it was their reunion that we went to today.
We went to the reunion of
their descendants.
Of their descendants today. At the old guest mill pond where grandfather had served as a miller in that old grist mill that used to be there.
Now, this certainly goes way back. Do you remember hearing any stories about why your ancestors on either side came to America or where they came from?
The only thing that I can remember at all is that there was some connection about some of the ancestors on my mother's side coming from Ireland because of the potato famine that occurred there about mid 19th century. Mm-hmm. That may be true and it may not. I cannot prove it.
Now, you had mentioned that the Starlings might be Scotch-Irish. Is that who you're thinking of?
Those ancestors?
Right.
I was thinking of the Corbetts from Ireland.
The Corbetts from Ireland.
Or I don't know whether they came straight from Ireland or by way of England or what. The Starlings, I know very little about them.
I thought you'd mentioned earlier that you had heard family stories that connected them with Scotch-Irish, the Starling side.
I said that I supposed that.
You supposed that.
And
okay. But you're not actually aware of anybody saying that, but that means they might not remember.
I just unfortunately didn't talk to Grandma enough about it.
Okay. All right. Now, do you know, after these early ancestors arrived in America, do you know anything about where they settled?
Well, I haven't had a chance to study the migrations of people as much as I should. I might be able to give a better answer on that if I can ever get time to study that. But different political and economic factors influenced people and caused them to migrate. And a large number of people landed in, say, Philadelphia and worked their way down the coast. Others came to Virginia, and a large number came to Charleston, South Carolina. So recent information that has come to me has made me think that the white ancestor came to South Carolina from Virginia. I don't know whether some of them lived in North Carolina and worked their way down that way. I don't know whether my great-grandfather's whole family came to South Carolina or whether he just wandered off as a young man by himself and came down there. But that was how they came down. And then I have heard my mother talk of her great-grandfather who came from Tennessee, who was my great-great-grandfather, and your great-great-great-grandfather, Corbett, who came from Tennessee, and why, I don't know, looking for better opportunities. But it could be, and, you know, land was allotted to people who would come and settle on it. They were eager to get people to settle in this part of the country.
About what time do you think that our ancestors were arriving in Georgia? This may be a restaurant here.
It is a restaurant. That's true. They're closed, though.